The fact is that if you understand the English idiom, one man's meat is another man's poison, to some extent you will follow this situation. There are different strata of closeness to Allah and piety. And at a lower status, your concept of piety would vary according to your situation and your own attitude to life and your upbringing. And all these factors play a role in determining what is pious for you. But the same thing which may be pious for you could be a crime as applicable to a man situated much higher at a loftier platform. So it's all a relative terminology. When we say Anbiya do not commit sins, we mean in ordinary terms what is known as sin, very clearly laid down in the Holy Quran, they just do not commit sins. But a refined person, many a time having not committed a sin, makes a very small mistake somewhere, or considers he has committed a mistake because of his higher values. And he is more ashamed, much more ashamed than a sinner is when he commits a sin. A sinner having committed a great sin may be shamefaced, audacious about it. But a person with high refinement would apologize. Sometimes you see people apologize to you who are more finely strung for things which you simply can't understand. Why are they apologizing? There is no occasion for apology. Yet they in themselves are being eaten up by some omission they thought they had committed. So this is exactly the situation with the prophets in relation to Allah. None is without sin. In that sense, this is why the prophets have pointed to this fact, like Hazrat Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. There is nothing, none is pure and pious except God. Don't call me pure or pious. That is what he means. In relation to Allah, everyone, every being is imperfect. But with relation to you, they are complete paragons of virtue. They appear to us so perfect that for you to point a defect in them would be committing a sin. Would be like committing a sin. So this is change your direction. Look from the direction of God, then you will understand the sins of the prophets. Look from the direction of man, then you will understand their virtue and perfection. Yes, please.
But Huzur, Hazrat Rasulullah Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has prayed that Allahumma izni. It means he thought himself
not at all. You are completely misunderstanding the import of this. What he says is that in your eyes I am Moses, I am already held in a place of high station with you. But the people around me, they don't know, they don't recognize me. In their eyes, I am a small person, and so change their visions, give them a sight to recognize me.